Welcome to the Conference Shop and all the goss, where event insiders spill the tea. We're going beyond the brochures and chatting with the people who actually know Australia's best hotels and event spaces. What's new? What's changing? What planners really need to know? It's all on the table. If you're planning events, hosting them, or supporting someone who is, you're in the right place. Today we're joined by Morag, who looks after an incredible and exciting portfolio of hotels across the Salter Brothers Hospitality. From new openings to standout meeting spaces and tips for planners, we'll be covering it all. So let's get into it. Let's start with your journey, Morag. How did you get into the events hospitality world and what's led you to where you are today?
Hi, Carla. Well, thank you. That's a really fun question. And look, it goes back a long time ago. I was at university and I dropped out of university, as you kind of did a long time ago. And I wanted to travel the world and I needed some money. So I got a job in a travel lodge in Tasmania. And I saved up my money. I traveled the world and I came back and I kept working at the travel lodge. And I just loved it. I really, really loved it so, so much. We had conference facilities. We had meeting rooms. We would have weddings. We would have events. And I really just fell in love with hotels and tourism and hospitality. And I didn't sort of look back, really. I stayed working in hotels and here we are. It's fast forward 30 years later. I did, much to my parents, go back to university, and I studied business and marketing, much more sensible and much more relevant. But yeah, look, it started out as a need for some travel money and ended up into a lifelong passion.
Yeah, and it really does get under your skin, I think. Once you're in, you're in. It's so
that's
hard
it.
To get out.
Yes, that's it.
So can you tell us a bit about your role and the brands you look after?
Absolutely. So I head up the sales division for the Salter Brothers Hospitality portfolio. Within that portfolio, we have the Spices Group. That was an acquisition that the Salter Brothers made nearly 2 years ago. And since that time, there's been some other acquisitions, which is quite exciting. We purchased the Escarpment Group in the Blue Mountains. We purchased Milton Park. We purchased the Kingsford, the Barossa over in South Australia. And we also have the Bannisters portfolio. So it's around 20 properties now. And we've got at the moment the Spices brand. We will soon be hopefully launching a new brand. And yeah, there's a lot going on there, but yeah. It's a bit of a moving feast.
And very exciting one, I have to say, even from my point of view. It's Salter Brothers Hospitality came out really strong 2 years ago and they haven't stopped. So it's so exciting to see where you're going to take all of this. So for those who are not familiar with all the properties in your portfolio, do you have any standout brands or hotels that planners should know about, particularly for the conference market?
Yeah, look, it's really hard to choose. And having just been on a whirlwind tour of all of the properties to see them all and experience them all firsthand, they all have something special and something unique about them. But I think for the meeting planners, you know, the Blue Mountains is an absolute standout, where you've got, you know, Lilienfels, which is such an iconic property with great meeting space, plenty of accommodation rooms, and the Blue Mountains are just beautiful, especially at this time of year. I was noticing that they've had their first dusting of snow this morning, so close and accessible from Sydney, particularly close, you know, from the new airport that'll be opening out in Western Sydney as well. And we've got the Hydro Majestic there, which is also just an iconic property with great meeting facilities. It's hard, you know, and I think it depends on the kind of event that you're actually organising, but you know, we have some great properties like Peak Lodge, which is in the scenic rim, just 2 hours drive from Brisbane Airport, a great incentive property. You know, you can bring everybody in on by helicopter and have a really incredible wow experience out there. You know, we really do have something for everyone. It's sort of a bit of a cliche to say, but it is so, so true. Very hard to choose. It's like choosing a favorite child. You know, I was recently in Port Stephens and I had great experience at Bannisters there, and it's just such a classic Australian coastal property with a great restaurant, which is from our partnership with Rick Stein. And Port Stephens is a beautiful destination, you know, right on the beach there, right on the water, enjoying the best of Australian coastal life. You know, we really do have something for everyone.
Yeah, you really do. And I think the biggest thing is most of them too are outside of capital cities and really good retreat, high-end retreat sort of venues as well. So it's a full experience. It's not just the actual brand.
Absolutely.
Now, this is the question I've been dying to ask. Is there anything new or exciting happening? Any hotel openings, refurbishments, or upcoming development?
Yes, great question. So we have so much going on at the moment. We could probably just spend the whole time chatting about new things and refurbishments. And I will just touch on the main things. And I think the main things really to be across are the acquisition of the Bannisters portfolio. I think that that was a pretty exciting turn for us that came around in December of last year. Those properties are in Port Stephens and down in Mollymook. So that gives us that coastal option. The property in Port Stephens has nice meeting facilities. And again, the Rick Stein restaurant partnership. So you've got that conference option, but it's also great for incentive groups and just a nice different offering, I think. Very, very close to Sydney, either way, whether you're going up to Port Stephens or down to Mollymook. And also from Port Stephens, you can fly into Newcastle Airport as well, which is a nice option for there. But then moving on to refurbishments. And I think these are just part of the reason that I joined the portfolio was really the refurbishments that we have that are coming down the track very, very soon. And I don't have the exact dates to share with you, but I know that it will be towards the later part of this year. And that kicks off with a full refurbishment of Milton Park in the Southern Highlands. And I mean, this property is just such an iconic, beautiful, you know, heritage listed grounds, stunning part of New South Wales, regional, close to Sydney, close to Canberra. And how wonderful that we will be bringing Milton Park, you know, back, not just to the former glory, but taking her into the future of where she needs to be. The refurbishment rooms, the mock-up rooms look stunning, and it's a full-scale refurbishment. All of the public areas, restaurants, and the spa as well at Milton Park, which is a standalone experience within its own right. That's exciting. And then not just Milton Park, but we've got another iconic property, and that's Lilienfels up in the Blue Mountains. So this property is also undergoing a major refurbishment transformation again in the latter part of the year. So hoping to be completed by around Christmas time, and a fairly full-scale refurbishment of the rooms, public areas, and restaurants as well. So, you know, just again, like, how exciting, like, for such an iconic property with such great meeting facilities so close to Sydney. I think it's a wonderful thing for us, but I think it's also a tremendous thing for the Blue Mountains, just to know that you're going to have, you know, sort of the grand dame of the Blue Mountains coming back to life in such a special way. It's really, really exciting, and I can't wait for everyone to come and see them both. It's going to be so cool.
Oh gosh, I can't wait to see them. A lot of people that know me know that I actually live in the Highlands. It's so wonderful for our area even to have Milton Park.
You're a local.
Yes.
You have to come and see us. It's going to be so good.
Can't wait. It'll do a lot for the area. And it does a lot for people that have even been there just 10 years ago or 5 years ago. It'll be a complete change. Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, and it looks they're so stylish. They look so classy, so stylish. And so now The mock-ups look beautiful. So, yeah, it's going to be something to reveal, and I'm so excited for that.
I think there's going to be so many people excited for that one. So what's something then your brand does exceptionally well when it comes to hosting corporate events?
So, look, I think one of the things that we do particularly well is around crafting unforgettable experiences. And what I mean by that is just the level of detail that we can go into at a really personalized level for curation of experiences and space for events. So as an example, recently I was in a meeting with a conference client that was coming out to one of our properties, and our chief operating officer was sitting in on that meeting, and she was able to design on the spot as we were going a full-scale itinerary of food and beverage events that were unique for this customer based on their personal requirements. And it was just so refreshing to listen to the chief operating officer really taking a personal vested interest in what the client was wanting, and to be able to deliver that through a curated itinerary. It was just so nice. It was, you know, we talk about being able to curate events, but to actually see that happening, you know, as it was in a real life situation, I thought was just amazing. And I think that's something that we do, that we don't just talk about, it's something that we do, and that comes from the top, is something that then we're able to deliver. And I think that what I love about that is that, you know, you're getting such a personalized level of service when it comes to organizing your event, but it means that it doesn't matter if it's your first time or if it's your 20th time to one of our properties, that you're going to have a special and unique time for your delegates. And they're going to feel like it was the first time and something really special that was created just for them, because it was. So we're not just relying on a catalogue of you know, a library of, you know, this is what we do. It's more like, what can we do for you? And let's make that truly special. And I just think that's really great.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And it is that personal touch, isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, for another example is recently we had a cocktail masterclass and at one of our properties, and, you know, the chef took the group out into the garden and they were picking ingredients that were going into the cocktails that the guests would then be enjoying. And it's just such a small thing, but it's just such a nice, you know, just a really personalized and, you know, an individual way of activating some of the spaces on our properties, which I think is really special.
Yeah, it is. And it's that emotional connection too, isn't it?
Yes.
That's great. So what's something planners might not know about your venues that could actually save them time, budget or stress when
looking for a venue? Yeah, look, it's a really good question. And I think, I mean, I had to kind of really pick, I just picked one. And I think that is that we have one dedicated point of contact for event planners that we can just, you can come to and that you can talk to that can help you with our 20 properties. So you don't have to go out to 20 different hotels and venues asking them about the facilities or sourcing proposals for your event. We have one point of contact. They're an experienced team. They're a very, very professional team that have a lot of many years between them in the MICE segment as well. So they really understand, you know, they really understand our customers. They understand you. They know what you need, and they know how to be able to deliver that in a really passionate and timely way. So I think that having that and having that passion and knowledge of our properties and being able to answer questions and put together proposals in a timely manner, it kind of seems really simple. But I know that having that one port of call is actually such a time and definitely a stress piece as well. And, you know, and yeah, I think also from budget as well, because you can really manage, okay, well, what have we got in that 20 properties? We've got something, as I said earlier, we've got something for everyone. And our sales team are across that and can really help you with that. So they can customize what it is that you're looking for really, really easily.
Yeah, and that's brilliant because, I mean, especially it saves so much time too.
Yes.
Now, is there something unique or lesser known about your brand that more people should know about?
Yeah, look, I think one of the things that really has touched me as I've been traveling around the country and visiting our properties is that is just how deeply we tap into the local experience. So, mm-hmm. You know, for example, you know, the food, we're a very food and beverage led portfolio. You know, our restaurants, really, all of them are standalone. We have we have chef hats within the organization, and our restaurants are just a delight to visit, whether you're a guest or whether you're coming in for a conference or an event or whether you're staying or just in the local area. So they are definitely a highlight. But part of what we do is really tap into the local area. So our restaurants and our venues and our event spaces, when they're designing their menus, they're supporting local growers and they're sourcing produce from local suppliers, and they're also using produce from our own gardens. So one of the properties I was at recently, Hidden Vale, has a stunning market garden. And, you know, when you can see that the chefs are out there picking the vegetables and the herbs and the ingredients that will be going into lunch or into dinner that day, I think that's just such a nice touch point. You know, that property has its own smokehouse, it has its own pickle room. You know, so we're not just sourcing even just within the local area, which we are doing that, but, you know, even within our own properties, we go very deep in terms of that connection, which I think is really nice. And I think I think it's just a really, really nice touch. And again, it's like the cocktail story, you know, to know that you're out there just picking those ingredients and that they're going straight onto your plate. I think that's really special. I mean, last week I was in, I was at Spices Clovelly, and, you know, I was outside admiring their beehives. So they have their own beehives on the property. And later that day, I was enjoying some of the fresh honey in one of my beverages. And I just loved it. I mean, that's amazing to me that, you know, I could pretty much touch the beehives and then the honey was on my plate in front of me. It was just remarkable.
Yeah,
I love
that. That's lovely. Yeah. And it helps people reconnect with food too, I think, and remember where it's coming from.
Yeah, in such a wholesome way.
Yeah. So what trends are you then seeing for 2025 that smart planners should keep an eye on?
Yeah, look, there's a few different things that are going on at the moment and, you know, just that my team and myself are definitely noticing. And I think one of them is around lead times for business. Like we are, I mean, I feel like I've been saying it forever, but the lead times just somehow seem to be getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So, you know, we're in the month of June and we're receiving, you know, hefty leads for some of our properties for June, you know, and I can see, so that's a really, really interesting one that, you know, we would be that close for a significant piece of business to come in and to take place at our properties. So I think lead times is a big one. Technology, it's one that we notice and that we talk about, and it's something that we're very conscious of within Salter Brothers Hospitality. It's a big background piece for us that we're working on, and how that impacts how we're able to deliver our services and our, you know, how we do our delegate registration, to how we do our proposals and our contracts, to how we, I guess, make things smarter for us and for our suppliers as well. So I think that's a really big one that's coming along in the behind the scenes. But then, you know, that's sort of a hard touch point on technology. But then on a softer touch point is around well-being and health. So I think that well-being and health is something that's been around for a little while, but I think that it's definitely grown and still continues to grow as a really key focus. And I think that what we see now is that ranges in, that sort of comes through in a different ways, that we see things like menu choices where we're looking for really healthy options, things like non-alcoholic beverages and mocktails having more of a prevalence in our beverage packages. Also considerations around things like waste management and how, you know, our suppliers wanting to know how we're actually managing that and how we deal with that. And then that sort of also transforms into experiences. And I think that there's quite a shift in people wanting to not just meet and have their event to do, you know, the work at hand, but there's also that requirement within that space to be able to connect and, you know, spending maybe some less time in the boardroom and having a little bit more time connecting, possibly in nature or through activities. And I think that, you know, once upon a time, activities were just sort of a nice to have as part of a program, whereas now I think that they really are quite a significant part of many programs that we see. And people want genuine opportunities for the connection during that. So, and yeah, with themselves, but also with the place. So, you know, depending on our properties, where the property is, people want to have experiences unique to that location, which is really nice.
So what's the funniest or most unexpected fail you've experienced while on site or running a conference?
Oh, that's a interesting question. I mean, I think in events, you know, there's never a dull moment. There's always something going on, and it's often, you know, things that are unexpected is kind of almost what is to be expected. And I think over the years, gosh, I mean, I feel like I've been quite lucky. I've worked with some incredible teams in incredible venues, and I can't think of anything particularly terrible. Maybe I think I've been racking my brains. I've had a keynote speech. Speaker failed to turn up due to failing to make a flight, which was a little bit disastrous. But, you know, we had a plan B, and I think that's the thing, right? I think in events, you've always got to have a plan B, and probably a plan C as well, doesn't go astray, because if something's going to happen, it's always, it will happen in an event. And, you know, I think that that's what I have learned, that, you know, you really do have to have plans, backup plans, and then some more plans for that, because, you know, just, you never know what's going to happen. And I mean, I've worked in parts of the country where we've had cyclones coming through and closing down whole destinations in the middle of events and having to relocate people. And, you know, you sort of, I could probably spend a bit of time on that one, but I won't go too much further. I think I'll just leave it at that. But I have, I mean, and I think it is, it's like when I really, really dig deep, I mean, I've just worked with incredible teams that you can throw anything at them and they will pull it together and deliver a professional program. You know, and I think that's one of the good things about this industry in this country, that we're very good at that.
Yeah, I think it's all about thinking on your feet, isn't it?
A million percent, yes.
sometimes you just have to go with the flow and, like you say, have a backup plan B, C, D, and E, and F.
And you just hope that the backup speaker is better than the original one. I think that's what happened in that case.
There you go. So if someone's considering one of your hotels for their next event, what's the best way to get started?
Definitely have a chat with the conference shop. You guys know our portfolio inside out. And so being in the Southern Highlands, you will be, you know, firsthand across our refurbishments at our properties down there and up in the Blue Mountains. So yeah, you've got all of our contact details.
Yeah. And obviously they've also got, you know, one point of contact with Spices as well.
Absolutely.
Sorry, with Salter Brothers Hospitality.
SalterBrothersHospitality.com. Visit us there.
There you go. So now we've got a signature question for you that I'm going to ask. So I'm wondering, what's a behind the scenes moment the guests never saw, but you'll never forget?
Yay, yay. So this is this is the kind of stuff of nightmares, but I tell you what, it worked out so, so well, which was really, really lucky. Should I even share this? Is it a little bit too risque? Well, I won't name any names at all, but it was certainly prior to being with Salter Brothers Hospitality, because this would never happen there. But I took a group of buyers on a familiarization of a luxury property. It was an international trip, actually, and we were inspecting various venues offshore in Southeast Asia. And we arrived at property for our overnight stay. And when I arrived at the desk to check in, they had no record of us coming to the property and no accommodation booked. And this was an ultra, ultra VIP group of buyers. And you know, we were traveling internationally to do this. And I really couldn't believe it. It was really sort of almost a pinch me moment. I was like, oh my gosh, this really is the stuff of nightmares. And I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do here? And like the people at the desk are looking at me like, who are you? And I could have just been anybody, but I wasn't. Like, I was actually one of them. And I'm like, well, look, okay. So we sat the group down. I didn't say anything, and I was very calm under pressure. And I just sat the group down, organized some welcome drinks, just had a little chat to them, got out all of my paperwork, went behind the scenes into the back office with the manager on duty, sat down with them, produced all of my paperwork, all of my confirmations. And look, I don't to this day really know what had happened, but they very swiftly organized for myself and for the group, most importantly, to be able to check into their rooms probably within 20 minutes. And to this day, I don't think anybody in that group actually had a clue of what was happening, because we'd been traveling. So luckily for me, everybody was a little bit tired and weary. So they were just sort of sitting, chilling, getting onto their Wi-Fi, checking their emails on their phones, having their welcome drinks, and just wandering around the lobby, admiring some of the public areas while I was out the back frantically praying and hoping that the hotel actually had rooms for us. And as a miracle, they did. And they pulled off a beautiful stay for us in the end, which was great. But yeah, that's my behind the scenes wildest moment that no guest saw. And I will definitely never forget, although I do try to forget that one, because it is stuff of nightmares. How does that go? How does that count? Are you keeping a tally of these to see who has the worst story?
I can tell you what, we run a familiarization program at the conference shop, so that is the stuff of nightmares.
Isn't it just? I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. Oh my goodness. Hey, we pulled it off.
It sounds like it all went well.
Yeah, there might have been a few extra glasses of wine that evening, but yes.
Well, wine kills everything, apparently.
Exactly, so. Exactly. No, it was good.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. That's it for the episode of The Conference Shop and All the Goss. It's been an exciting one. If you picked up a tip, had a light bulb moment, or now know the perfect venue for your next event, we've done our job. Don't forget to follow the show. And if you're looking for a venue that actually ticks all the boxes, you know where to find us. Until next time, happy planning.